Vermont Gas has documented its spending on its Addison County pipeline so poorly that an expert working for the state said he had to make exceptions to normal rate-making rules. According to testimony filed with regulators, applying the rules normally would cause, quote, significant financial hardship for Vermont Gas. VPR's Taylor Dobbs reports.
At a news conference at the end of last year, Vermont Gas CEO Don Rendell said his company's approach to government regulation is to be straightforward with regulators.
I'm very comfortable with our dealing with what the right thing to do in that regulatory world is, based on our being direct and open and timely in making good judgments, making good decisions, and then making those decisions and judgments known to the Public Service Board.
But this year, when regulators asked for documentation of the company's spending on its pipeline to Addison County and other smaller improvements, Vermont Gas was far from direct and open. That's according to testimony from Bill Schultz, an expert consultant working with the Department of Public Service to vet Vermont Gas's proposed rates. The company is asking regulators to allow $134 million of pipeline spending to be built into rates, along with dozens of smaller projects. Chris Recchia is the commissioner of the Department of Public Service. He says documentation is key to figuring out if the rates Vermont Gas is asking customers to pay are fair.
You need contracts with the vendors who are doing the work, actual work orders for what they're supposed to do and when they're supposed to do it, and how much it's going to cost to do that, and then invoices documenting those costs.
But even with its biggest project, the Addison County Pipeline expansion, Vermont Gas allegedly failed to provide regulators with much of that documentation. The consultant said the documentation provided by the company was so bad that under strict interpretation of the rules, regulators could make the company pay for the entire pipeline out of its profits. Recchia said that even though that's probably true, the result wouldn't necessarily be good for customers.
That does weaken the utility to the point where, you know, if you want them to upgrade a gate station or add service to a particular community, they're going to be real hard-pressed to do that.
Instead, the Department of Public Service came out with a proposal of its own that takes $20 million off of what Vermont Gas wanted its customers to cover because of those documentation issues. The department also removed $35 million from Vermont Gas's proposal for costs incurred by poor management. Recchia said the department's proposal sends a message without threatening the company's financial health.
We are causing them significant pain in this process. We're making them do it right.
Vermont Gas officials declined to be interviewed for this story, but said in an emailed statement that the company disagrees with the consultant's findings and plans to respond in future regulatory filings. For VPR News, I'm Taylor Dobbs.